CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It comes to you from G4NJH in Nottingham. You can find the bulletin, the text of the bulletin, on the RSGB's own webpage. Good morning. It's Sunday, the 10th of September, 2017. This is GB2RS News. Here are the main news headlines. Keep hurricane frequencies clear. Report VDSL interference now. 100 kilowatts IAIU news bulletins. Hurricane Irma is getting widespread news coverage and will affect many countries in the Caribbean. There are the usual American nets on 14.265 and 14.325 megahertz to gather information on the storm. Several other frequencies will be used, and amateurs in IAIU Region 1 are asked to please take steps to avoid interference with emergency operations. You can find out which frequencies are most used in which countries on the IAIU Region 1 website, www.iaru-rfigure1.org. The RSGB MC committee has been investigating VDSL broadband interference on the HF amateur bands for 3 years now. This has generated a lot of historic data, but despite active lobbying, Ofcom and Openreach contend that the 150 or so reports from 50,000 amateurs did not indicate a major problem when viewed from the perspective of 9.5 million VDSL installations. To increase the amount of evidence available, the RSGB EMC committee has set up a survey at tinyurl.com/gb2rs-0309a to collect current signal levels at the frequencies of VDSL band transitions. These measurements indicate the presence and strength of interference. Please fill in the survey with your current readings, even if you've reported the matter before, and encourage your friends to do so. The EMC committee plans to present its findings to the RSGB convention in October, then use them to persuade Openreach to take further action. The survey closes on the 30th of September. This is the last chance we have to prove how many people are affected by this interference. Your report could make all the difference to cleaning up the bands. Following a request from the Radio Society of Kenya, the Kenya State Radio Regulator has advised that a new 60-metre allocation has been granted between 5275 kHz and 5450 kHz on a secondary basis. All modes are permitted with a maximum power of 400 watts PEP. From the 16th to the 22nd of September, the IAIU Region 1 conference will take place in Germany. 130 delegates from the 96 member societies will discuss issues relating to the amateur radio service. Radio DARC will report current news on the conference in 6 daily special shortwave transmissions. These will be made in partnership with the Austrian Broadcasting Transmitters Corporation. The programmes will be in English. In Western Europe, listen out between 1800 and 1830 UTC on 9540 kHz between the 17th and the 22nd. The broadcast power will be 100 kilowatts. Discount rates are available for taking the UK amateur radio exams at the RSGB convention on the 14th and 15th of October. The foundation and intermediate taken together on the 14th are £45 instead of £60, while the intermediate and full exams on the 14th and 15th are £52 together instead of £70. For the adventurous and well prepared, you can take all three exams for £73 instead of £97.50. Foundation and intermediate candidates must have had their practical assessment signed off before the convention. Those waiting to take an FCC test for a US license can do so on the Sunday. Full details of these exam offers are at tinyurl.com/gb2rs-0910alpha, and it's important to note that the booking deadlines are quite soon. The advance deadline is the 22nd of September, while foundation and intermediate must be booked by the 29th of September. The Citrus Belt Amateur Radio Club of San Bernardino in California will host the 18th annual Route 66 on-the-air special event between the 9th and 17th of September. The event offers radio amateurs a chance to perhaps relive their own Route 66 memories and to celebrate the famed Highway's 91st anniversary. There will be 21 stations, two of them rovers operating in or around the major cities along Route 66, using the call signs W6A to W6U. Details of frequencies can be found at http://w6jbt.org. Please be aware that some of the stations may have to move their operating frequencies to accommodate hurricane traffic. Radio amateurs who operate whilst driving on Route 66 may take part in the event by using the designations Mobile 66 or /66 after their call signs. Each participating club will issue its own commemorative QSL card to celebrate the event. Certificates are available. The DXCC Most Wanted Entities list has been updated on Clublog. The top three are P5 North Korea, 3 Yankee Stroke B, Bouvet Island, and FT5 Stroke W, Crozet Island. The complete list is at https://secure.clublog.org/mostwanted.php. Now for details of rallies and events in the coming week. The British Amateur Television Convention takes place this weekend at Finningley Amateur Radio Society, the Hurst Communications Centre, Belton Road, Sandtoft in Doncaster, DN85SX. The Torbay Annual Communications Fair is on today, the 10th of September, at the Racecourse Newton Road, Newton Abbot, Devon, TQ12 3AF for Freddie. There's plenty of free parking on site. Doors open 10 a.m. Disabled visitors access from 9:45. Entry is £2. There'll be a bring and buy and RSGB book stand, catering available on site, raffle held on the day. Details from Pete G4VTO on 01803 864528. The Western Supermare Rally takes place on the 17th of September at the Campus Highlands Lane, Western Supermare BS247DX. The venue has a large car park. Doors open from 10 a.m. Admission £3 for adults. There'll be trade stands, bring and buy, an auction at the end of the day, and lectures. There'll also be amusements and activities for all the family, including competitions, interactive displays and fun activities. Catering is available on site. Inquiries 01278786684. If you have any rally or event information you'd like to appear in the future editions of our GB2RS News, Radcom, and on the RSGB website, please email full details to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. Now for DX News, compiled from 425 DX News and other sources, the 7163 group will be active as HD8M from Isabella Island in the Galapagos, IOTA reference SA004, between the 14th and 21st of September. Activity is planned for the 160 to 6 metre bands using CWSSB and digital, primarily FT8. QSL via club log OQRS direct to WB2REM with an self-addressed stamped envelope or via the bureau through KG0YL. Upload will be made to Logbook of the World and EQSL after the day expedition. John G4LTH will be operating as stroke portable when he activates a number of Scottish islands from the 15th to the 18th of September. His route is subject to weather conditions. He'll use a KX2 with an FT817ND and a backup, and dipoles for 80, 40 and 20 metres. He hopes to work as many stations as possible from these unusual locations, ranging from Elian Moor Island to the Isle of Skye. Frank G8PQH will be active as stroke P from the Isles of Scilly, EU011, from the 16th of September, QSL direct via home call. Claudio HB90AU will be active as Sugar Victor 5, stroke call sign from Carpathos, which is EU001. Until the 22nd of September, he'll be operating SSB RITI and PSK on the 40 to 10 metre bands, QSL via home call, either direct or via the Bureau, Logbook of the World and EQSL. Now for special event news, Rugby ARTS will operate GB0RRS until the 22nd of September to celebrate the historic Rugby radio station, which operated from 1926 to 2007 at a site near Hillmorton in Rugby. On the 16th and 17th of September, Chatham Historic Dockyard will again be hosting their 1940s weekend. During the event, Brian G0TAR and some Medway ARTS members will be operating GB2CAV from the ship's radio room. On the 16th of September, the Cornwainers Community Garden, Hackney, East London, GB2LUH will be on the air for the London Urban Harvest. GB2LUH will be active on HF and 2 metres FM to promote the event and encourage people to visit their local community garden and take part. GB1BOB will be on the air for the 15th and 16th of September, commemorating the hard work and sacrifices of all those who fought or served during the Battle of Britain. Now for contest news, the WAE DXSSB contest ends its 48-hour run at 23:59 UTC today the 10th, using 3.5 to 28 megs bands. The exchange's signal report and serial number, note EU stations only work non-EU stations. On Monday, the 80-metre autumn series runs from 1900 to 2130 UTC, using SSB on the 3.5 megs bands, the exchange's signal report and serial number. Tuesday, the 432 megs FM activity contest runs from 1800 to 1900 UTC. It's immediately followed by the 432 megs UK activity contest that uses all modes until 2130 UTC. The exchange is the same for both signal report, serial number and locator. On Thursday, the 50 megs UK activity contest runs from 1900 to 2130 UTC, using all modes, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. The second 70 megs contest takes place on the 17th from 0900 to 1200 UTC, using all modes, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. The UK microwave group contest runs from 0900 to 1700 UTC on the 17th, using the 24 to 26 gigs band, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. The Bartag Sprint 75 contest is on the 17th from 1700 to 2100 UTC, using 75 board RITI on the 3.5 to 28 megs bands, the exchange's just serial number. Now, the radio propagation report compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA and G4BAO. Last week, the sun caught everyone out. Whilst NOAA predicted the solar flux index would be in the mid-70s, the sudden appearance of a large number of sunspots pushed it up to 183 on Tuesday, although it had calmed down to 122 by Wednesday. This had a major impact on the bands, with openings up to 10 metres being reported, though many or all of these may have been due to sporadic E. To be fair to NOAA, these spots were only just appearing around the edge of the sun at last week's report as it was being prepared. Unfortunately, this new sunspot activity also resulted in numerous X-class solar flares, their associated coronal mass ejections and a proton storm. The K-index was pushed up to 5 on Tuesday and 4 on Wednesday and Thursday, impacting HF conditions adversely. Next week, the larger spots will have rotated off the sun's visible surface, so the question is, what will follow them? At the time of writing, it looks as though the sun may calm down a little, although there is evidence of some new sunspots growing. NOAA predicts the solar flux index may decline into the 80s or 90s by the end of the week, with unsettled geomagnetic conditions from around the 13th to the 17th. The good news is that each week we edge closer to better autumnal HF propagation, so do expect higher maximum usable frequencies and better DX. October should be even better, so make sure your antennas are ready. Now for VHF and up, after last week's X9.3 solar flare, keep your beams to the north and look for any auroral propagation on 6, 4 and 2 metres. The big sunspot group will have rotated off the sun's visible surface by now, but as we said, it may not be the last one we see during the period. The 2017 sporadic E season struggled into the first week of September, but we sense we must be near the end now. That leaves Tropo as the best option for some DX at VHF. Unfortunately, for much of the next week, the UK weather pattern is dominated by low pressure, bringing unsettled and windy weather, so Tropo also looks like a non-runner. Such changeable weather, often showery, may produce some rain scatter on the gigahertz bands, otherwise it's thin pickings for weather-related propagation modes. With only minor meteor showers this week, continue to look around dawn for the best random meteor scatter contacts. We have positive moon declination all this week, so combined with low losses as we approach perigee on Wednesday, it's a good week for EME with long morning and daytime moon windows. And that's it from the propagation team this week, and that's all from me until next week also.